This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sorry, be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it here, head up to the website, find somebody you want to listen to. Do something. I mean, seriously, do something. You know what I'm saying? In watching what was, I guess, in the release of all the FBI. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself here. I don't know if you guys know about this other broadcaster, Joe Pags. One of my favorite guys. You know, we remember, there's a lot of us in this business that don't think that we're the only guys that have the answer, the clue to everything, because I don't. But there's another fella that if you head up to my Facebook page, Real Side Radio, The Real Side Radio on Facebook, Joe Pags' daughter is missing. He's a great guy. I mean, he's a true patriot. And we are supposed to be helping each other, right? Are we not? So Joe put up a missing poster, information on her and that kind of thing. I put it up on my website. It's on the, up on the Facebook page. Take a minute. Take a look. Get an idea where she might be traveling, where she might be. And if you need to, if you have to, if you can, call the police. Seriously. Okay, let's start off there. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. And like I said, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air. Hillary Clinton, apparently, according to some of her surrogates out there, running around on the, since the FBI, you guys have already heard this story all day long. I'm not going to beat it to death. But the thing I loved about this, the thing I thought was so exciting, was that she, her surrogates out there, what's his name? Representative Gallego, I guess, out of Arizona, Democrat out of Arizona. He's been hitting the circuit for her. And one of the comments he made today, I am surprised that he didn't, like, choke on the comment and have something physically happen to him. Not that I'm wishing it on him, but he said that she has been the most transparent person in political history. And it's just that the people on the right have been pounding on her since she was first lady. Well, Mr. Gallego looked like he was about 22 years old, or looked like a very young politician. And most of you are doing exactly what I was doing. I was rolling my eyes. I had recorded it. I was playing it back because I'm sitting here going, are we serious? Are you really believing this? And even the fellow that was doing the interview in the one I was watching, the commentator, he started rolling his eyes thinking, I'm not really hearing this, right? This is not really true. Is it? I mean, if we've bought this, even some of us have bought this, this is a bad thing. This is not a good thing. Anyhow, this Representative Gallegos, whoever he was, calling her the most transparent person in history, that I just... what did she say? I don't have all the numbers because I haven't had a chance to go through it, but I think she said 20 or 30 times during this FBI interview from some of the notes that have been read, she has said that she couldn't recall. She sounded like Reagan. He never said, I think he said he couldn't recall at times, but most of the time it was he couldn't hear you, right? Remember when people were yelling questions at him and he'd be out in the tarmac or something and he'd be looking like, well, I don't know, what are you saying? I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. And yes, he used I didn't recall either. But not when he was breaking the law. Not when he was trying to hide something from the American people. Also, it's been put out there through these FBI investigations. Remember what she said? I didn't want to have several devices. So I only carried one. I want it all in one place. Okay, we want a two. Maybe we get away with that, right? We even heard at one point it could have been as high as three or four. As high as three or four, right? Now what we heard? Now, through the investigation and what they're looking at, and I know some of you are tired of hearing this. Too bad. Deal with it. You can't let this go away. I mean, El Presidente said that she was the most qualified person probably in history to be president. But what's his qualifications? What's he using as a number? What's he using as guidelines, I'm wondering? 13 devices and 5 iPads. That is 18 devices total, right? Come on, give it some thought here. 18 devices total. We grew from 1 to 2 to maybe 4, max 4. For her to getting her emails on. 13 devices total. 5 iPads. And my understanding of reading some of the notes, she's lost those devices in the past. When they replace devices, what they do? They went to a local Washington, D.C. store. The Secretary of State replaced her phone by going down to the local store, buying another one, and tying it into her account. And this, we're supposed to trust her with our security? This is somebody who understands how security works? Are we serious? Come on. I don't care if you're a hardcore Dem. Make sense out of this, will you? Tell me how this gives you a warm and fuzzy. Makes you feel good about the people we're letting into this country. These are the same people that we're supposed to trust to vet the refugees coming in. You know what I mean? Anyway, Xander Gibbs is going to join me like he does every week on Fridays. He helps me wind up the week. Always have a good time with him. And I got to tell you, with the craziness going on, especially this week, you know, in the news with her. I don't know if you heard today. I'll do a little bit more on this later on in the show. There were 90 murders in August in the city of Chicago, right? In the president's hometown. And I did it the other night. I talked about it a little. I didn't go through the whole thing, and I should. I should go back and grab it. Where he says, we've got a gun problem or we've got a violence problem in Chicago. I don't know what to do. He runs the whole country. You got a little problem like Chicago, he can't deal with it? Are we serious? Maybe he needs a safe space. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you do it. You know, we're live on Facebook. We have, we have all kinds of stuff going on. So we're live on Facebook. You can find us at TheRealSide.com, where we have a live chat room going on. You can watch live there. You can take the poll. There's a lot of stuff. There's a... Boy, did I sound Italian there or what? There's a lots of stuff going on. God, up there on Facebook in the chat room and all of that. Well, let's get to my guest. I love it when he's on the show with me every week. We have a lot of fun with the issues that are going down. Xander Gibb from XRAD joins me. He's got his own show. And Xander, thanks for being with me. Saying, tell people about your show as well.
It is a pleasure to be here. My show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 East. Eastern. Come and join us. And we're live on Facebook every day, too.
Wow.
Really picking up. And, you know, the worst thing about being live on Facebook every day, I have to have that whole team in to do my hair and my makeup.
I was going to say, you guys got to take a shower and stuff, because those people see everything.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, I can't sit there in my shorts and do the show anymore, because I think people would be turning off in droves.
I do. I just have the camera from the top of the belly up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Head and shoulders is enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, anything above head, anything below head and shoulders is not going out there to the general public.
Well, listen, I want to talk to you about you used to be I wish I had my hallelujah music, but you used to be a devout Democrat, correct?
I was a lifelong Democrat until the Barack Obama administration, and I saw the error of my ways and went to the Dr. Gina Loudon Institute and for deprogramming.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue with her, ain't it? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it is. Well, she's just got this ability of always making so much sense. I mean, you're not always going to like it, but it's always going to be true and honest.
So, because I know, you know, we've got a lot of new people tuning in lately, and I want to give you the opportunity to quickly tell your story about what was your conversion, as they would say?
I think when I started doing the radio show, I had to question things, and the trouble is when you're a Democrat, you tend to take as gospel, certain news outlets. And the worrying thing is, obviously, you don't realize this at the time, but they kind of twist the stories to fit a certain agenda. And when I did start to question things, you know, it all just kind of fell apart. And I couldn't do it anymore. I mean, you know, I know that the right is not perfect, but the left is kind of so imperfect it doesn't have there's no answer to it, really.
There's no room for the soul anymore there from you know, what I've read. And even some of my friends that were Dems almost all their lives, and then they switched over to the Republican Party, and it became a whole different animal for them, you know?
I definitely think the concern. I think the media have a huge role to play in all of this, just from the perspective of they know how gullible some Americans are. I mean, I even insist that you know, Republicans, you know, check every source, question everything that you're told. Don't take anything as read. Do your own research. Be a voice, not an echo. That's my buzz phrase this week.
I like it. You know, I tell people all the time too. I know this doesn't help me out at all, but I always say, don't believe me. Just because I'm sitting here ranting at you doesn't mean
right.
It's true. It just means that I've got an opinion. Just like, you know, what is it? 350 million other people in the country. You need to check everybody. You need to check everything out that people are telling you. Don't just regurgitate what the party tells you. So you saw the light, as we like to say at times, and not that not that the Republican Party or conservatives are always right and always have it together, because right now I'm really teed off at them as a whole. But man, I, being part of the Democrat, you have a lot of explaining to do in my mind based on what they do to their people, right?
Well, actually, you know, two things there. Number one, I think that the difference I'm making now more than makes up for that. I'm out there on the front line every single day, Joe. But actually, I've never referred to myself as a Republican. I've never considered myself to be a Republican. But interestingly enough, with Donald Trump at the helm, I'm ready to call myself a Republican.
Yeah. Well. All right. So then, what happens is. I don't know how to put this.
That was an epiphany, and you just like me.
Well, no, because I've already said that you saw the light, you came along, and then the first group to turn against you, if I might say, was your own group of people, right? I mean, your own support group, if you would.
Yeah, the LGBT, ABCDFG community, you know, said that I was a homophobe, which is kind of interesting, which would mean that I hate myself. But, yeah, they absolutely did. Because, you know, here's the thing about all of these subgroups. Once you, once you start to disagree even slightly, they don't want you anymore. They only want you when you're furthering that agenda. And it's funny, it's only when you start to look at things from a different perspective you actually see that there is a gay agenda. And it's kind of scary. And if you fight against it, if you go against it, you know, they actually, I think they must send this kind of memo out there to say, don't listen to Xander Gibb anymore if you're gay, because he's not one of us anymore. We took back his fact badge.
Oh, wow. You know what? Let's move on from that. So let's go before somebody gets the wrong idea. And you know, it's really funny because when I have you on and a few other guys on and we talk about this kind of thing, they come after me later on as if I'm promoting what you're saying. You know, anything that you say, even if you, I talked about Whitey on the show the other day. I was repeating what one of my guests said, and all of a sudden I was the bad guy. I said, wait a minute, I'm repeating. I'm simply quoting the person that was on the show.
And, yeah, and well, I'm not promoting anything but the truth. So, you know, and your mom is listening to the show, so we better be very careful.
You better be nice. Yeah, be nice, because you know, she does. But she doesn't really listen. She kind of watches to make sure that I keep the weight down. You know what I'm saying? And she told me that, too. Anyhow.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she says, I'm glad to see you're losing weight. What about the topic? Forget the topic. I'm glad to see you're losing weight, right? Stereotypical Italian mom from the East Coast. So, anyway... Now, this week here, you've been lit up, haven't you? Because, you earlier in the show, I was talking about Hillary and some of the things that she had done. You're just about ready to lose your mind over her, aren't you?
I am, because you know, the thing is for me, you know, I you know, when I speak to people who happen to be Democrats that are quite educated people that have an excuse for every single thing that she's done.
I hate to do this to you. You know what it is, right? We got to do the commercial unless you want to cut the check. I'm good with it. You can keep going. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Come on back. Xander Gibb joins us. He's got a lot to talk about on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back. Let it ride, though. You know what? If you're not buying American, if your vehicle TV... I know it's tough, guys. I really do. I really, honestly, I know it's tough. But here's the deal. How do we keep... How do we get our people back to work? How do I keep our people working? If we don't go and buy American, try to find out if it's... You go to that Google interweb thing for everything else. How about we go there and let's find out if it's... If it's made or assembled in America, find a part. How about that? How about that? We get one part that's made in America. Would that be cool? I don't know. Anything. Anything will do. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook, we're also live on Facebook every night. Appreciate the comments. And if you want to send me, if you want me to do a story, a lot of you have said to me, how come you haven't done this? How come you haven't? Well, some of the stuff is just way too aluminum hat for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. So don't. If I don't do it, it's at some point in time, you got to figure I'm not doing those kind of stories. But I will get to them. I get like 160 of these a day, 150 a day. I'll do the best I can. But if you put a capital TRS in a subject line, all right, I'll know you're giving me a story as opposed to trying to sell me something, and I will I'll do my best to do it. Also, if you head up to my website, the Facebook page, we also have Joe Pags, another radio show host, good guy, honest guy, great patriot. His daughter went missing, and there's some information up there. If you can help out in any way, shape, manner, or form, I would love it. I would appreciate it. I would take it as a personal favor to take a few minutes and try to do it. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week, host of X-Rad. You know, it leaves me hanging, Xander. I want like an X-Rad daily, an X-Rad moment, an X-Rad today or something. I'm missing something there. But anyway, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. We're going to be the Starship X-Rat next week because it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, and we have one of the stars of Star Trek.
What's Star Trek? What is that?
You don't know what Star Trek is? I have to put the phone now. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, it's a lot of Star Trek. Forgive me, but there are a lot of Star Trek freaks and geeks out there. Star Trek, Star Wars, people
who
fight over which one is better. I mean, anyhow, let's get...
Oh, please.
Can we come back to reality? Now, I know some people think that's reality, but can we come back to reality? Let's talk about your little honey there. What's her name? Hillary? The most transparent politician in history.
Oh, yeah. And she's a woman's champion of women, unless they slept with her husband, of course. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I know everybody's beating us to death, and I don't really care because there's always an angle on this that some people don't look at. But, you know, you came from that party at some point in time. You were looking at this. You've got to be saying to yourself, you know, when are people going to see
it in, don't you, Joe?
Well, here's the thing. I've never been there. So I don't know why these people buy this so easily. I do not believe that every Democrat that's in this country is just stupid, dumb, and ignorant. I don't believe it. My family are a group of Democrats, but they always vote Republican. I don't understand why they just don't re-register. But
what drives that? I definitely think that there's an element of brainwashing with it. I really do. It's kind of a bit like a cult. I mean, at least now I'm not with that group. At least I can disagree. I mean, I come on your show every week, and we don't always agree on everything, but we still walk away friends. You can't do that when you're a Democrat. And to me, that's a worry. What does that say? I mean, you know, they'll be scooping out your brain with ice cream scoops next. You know, it's a worry.
Now, some of the people that you still, I would imagine, I can't tell you for sure, but some of the people you deal with today on a regular basis, they're still Dems. I would imagine they're still Dems, right?
Yeah.
And
one of my co-hosts is a Democrat.
And how do you get along? How do you discuss these things? How does, help me out here.
This week it proved rather difficult because everything that I threw at her about Hillary Clinton, she had an answer for it. She even felt like that Monica Lewinsky was a conspiracy, and that her mother,
oh my God,
that women too, and it put her up to it, and all of this. I mean, let's face it, that Hillary, Monica Lewinsky was Bill Clinton's subordinate, and that guy was very, he was a predator, and whether that was consensual or not, he should have known better. You know?
Oh, I mean, think about, and again, I'm not picking on the young girl, but here's a young girl. She's in the office of the President of these United States. She's 21 years old. We had the author of a book on that actually, he was a Secret Service agent there at the White House. And he said, look, you could see it all over her. She was, you know, she was goo-goo for him. And she knew what she was doing. And he should have known better. But he was a dog. He's always been a dog since his early days, right?
Well, absolutely, but when people say, oh, you know, come on, he's a man, that's still not an excuse. I mean, if you're about, I mean, let's face it, Hillary and Bill's marriage has always been one of convenience, but, you know, at least keep the charade going for the American public. And just because you happen to be a man, you know, I'm thinking that still your vows you've made, even if it's a charade, you would want them to kind of, you know. I mean, he must have known that somebody would find out.
Well, you're giving him a lot more credit than I would give him. You know. So, did you see the choices for the debates coming up?
Are you talking about with regards to the moderators?
Or? Yeah, choices for the moderators for the the host.
Right, I thought you were referring to the fact that Gary Johnson and what's her name, whiny Green Party woman.
Green Party? Do they still exist? I mean, do they have any money or anything?
Jill Stein. I don't like the woman. I really don't. I think it's interesting that when she was running 4 years ago, or maybe it was 8 years ago, and Roseanne Barr was running too, she wouldn't let Roseanne Barr be part of their debates, and now she's complaining about not being included in these debates. I mean, get your 15% and then we'll talk again, you know.
Well, so you heard this week too that Chicago, for the month of August, Chicago had the most amount of murders that it's had in 20 years for that month, okay? They had 90 people murdered in the month of August alone. They've had almost 2,100 people shot in Chicago since the beginning of the year. And President El Presidente says, I don't know what to do about all this violence. We're talking about one city in the whole country, and he's lost. And we really expect him to run the country. But I mean, think about this. 90... And I hate to burst some bubbles out there, but this is almost all black-on-black violence. It is no cops killing blacks. This is all black-on-black violence, and some of these communities are just in terrible shape.
You can't say that, Joe. Are you a racist or something like that?
Apparently, I don't. You know, I mean, I can't say anything. Anything that's truthful that has to do with color, you're a racist. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But not allowed to disagree.
Joe, am I okay to blame the president for this? Am I okay to say, you know, why isn't Obama doing something about this?
Well, let's face it. You would have thought that the first black president, half-black president even in history would have tried to do so much more to kind of, you know, bring the whole community together. But I think he's kind of pushed it apart, you know, unless you happen to be a Muslim. And even a lot of the Muslim community now think that his overprotective nature has put them more at risk.
Yeah, I recently read that. I think you're right with that. Yeah. So I don't know. I've always had, I've been of the opinion. Here's the thing. You're right. He's the first African-American president, the first black president that can go to these communities. And I said this the other day. I said, telling somebody who actually, during the break, got mad at me. And I said, you know, he can go there. And he can have a rally there in one of the worst cities there is. You know, one of the worst areas of the city there is, to say, look, I'm your color. I'm the same color as you. I'm the president of these United States. I came out of this area. Well, whatever, that's debatable. But I came out of this area, and I'm the same color as you. I went to the same basic schools you went to out here, or got involved in the same communities, and look where I am today. I've got a black attorney general who happens to be a female as well. Before her, I had another black attorney. I mean, what? Seriously, what are you doing to each other? Really,
oh, you're talking this. About, you're referring to Loretta, I do what Bill Clinton tells me, Lynch.
I don't want to end up dead. I don't want to end up in a hitless Lynch. Yeah, that.
Hey, I'm saying this week, if you find me floating in the Hudson, you know, you'll know why.
But, I mean, seriously, come on, Xander. Right? I mean, the guy, at some point in time, now some people are saying, no, you can't blame him for that because he's the president of the United States, so the cities have to run themselves. No, he, whether he wants to hear it or not, he's a role model for the black community. He needs to step up. He needs to do it. You know, put Sharpton on one side, put Jackson on the other, although I'm not really happy about that. But, you know, they seem to be the people that stir them up. Let them do all the work. And guess what we have to do? We got to go to break. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. And the commercials are great, aren't they? They pay for the show. Love you guys. Love you, sponsors. Only joking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you.
Hold on.
Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm going to beat this to death just a little bit here tonight because, you know, I'm Joe Pag's a great guy. He's a great patriot. Head over to my Facebook page. And I'm not sending you over there to like it. I'm not sending you over there to do whatever, you know, to sign up, to do whatever. That's not the point. I want you just to simply read. Would he get out there, get to know a little bit about his daughter, where she was last seen, that kind of stuff. I got two daughters. I can't imagine not knowing where one of my daughters was. I don't, you know, I've got one that lives in Texas, one that lives close by, and no, I don't know where they are every minute, every second of the day. I don't need to know that. But they both check in enough. I see them, you know, hear from them both enough to know when they're around, that they're okay, and what have you. I cannot imagine knowing that your daughter's missing and not knowing where she is. So if you can, head over to the Facebook page, check it out. Look for Joe Pags online as well. I am sure he'll have it up on his. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander has his own show called X-Rad. Xander, tell people how to find your show, your writings, and all that kind of fun stuff.
Absolutely. Everything's in one central place, XanderGibb.com. you can find all of the information about me. Everything is there. Send my weight, my age.
Yeah, my picture's like 30 pounds ago, so that's good. Anyway, the other thing too is I want to encourage you to go up to we've got a YouTube channel as well. I mean, look, I'm like horse manure on a ranch. You can find me just about everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't be that hard for you to get the show and check things out. All right, let's talk about safe spaces. I know these things kind of bore me to death after a while, but I'm watching them come up more and more. You would think that they'd start going away, right? You would think that when we see that they don't work, they would just start going away. Now, you've got Evergreen State College President George Bridges. He penned an op-ed criticizing the University of Chicago's rejection of safe spaces. Even though we see more and more and more, it doesn't help the kids. It doesn't help our young people. So you've actually got donors, that are, benefactors, whatever they're called, pulling money back away from Chicago, while others are sending more money to the University of Chicago, saying it's about time you took on the real world with these young people.
But I thought this was supposed to be the next generation of leaders, and all they're doing is creating a nation of wussies. I mean, safe space. If I'd have asked my college professors for a safe space, they would have slapped me silly. Really, they would.
Well, this is the Teletubby generation, right, I think? I'm not so sure.
Are you calling me a Teletubby now?
These are the Pokemon. No, Teletubbies were big when you were a kid in England, weren't they?
Not when I was a kid, but when I was a teenager, yeah. I used to get called Tinky Winky at school.
Here's something I could have done without knowing. But all right. But this is the Pokemon generation, right? I mean, these are the idiots that were walking off the side of a train, at the train stations, walking off the side of those platforms. Pokemon's all around the place.
Well, they can find these non-existent Pokemons, but they can't find their darn job, can they?
That's a good one. You're right. They can't. They're just gone. But listen, what about the adults that are supporting this, that are actually making it easier for these kids to go hide somewhere? I mean, this particular university president says that these kids need trigger warnings. They need safe spaces. You know why they need them? Because the parents didn't do their job and bring these kids up in a way to teach them or show them that there's going to be adverse things that happen in your life, and you've got to learn how to deal with them. Not everybody. Your bosses are going to walk around and say, you know what, I'm going to pay you anyway. I know you had a bad week. I know you didn't get much done. I know the company lost a boatload of money. But, we like the way you have your hair, so we're going to keep you here.
Yeah. People that are insisting that their kids get awards on, sports day if they come last. You know, this is the kind of nation we're building, and this is where it starts.
How do we fix it? Look at, and again, I'm not in.
I'll tell you how to fix it, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Vote for Donald Trump.
I knew you were eventually going to go there. Hey, we haven't talked since last week. I should run this by you. What about his trip to Mexico? What do you think went down the other day? How do you feel about him now?
Well, all I can say is that either that interpreter needs firing because she's not very good at her job, or President whatever his name is. I can't even pronounce his name. I'm sorry. I'm not a racist, but I can't pronounce his name. Either he's a liar or that interpreter can't do her job, because I watched that press conference, and not once did she mention anything about who was paying for that wall. So somebody's lying somewhere. But I'm glad he went, because I think that what he did in doing so was to say, I'm here, I'm Donald Trump, and you don't scare me. And I think that made a world of difference. And all Hillary could do about it was criticize. I mean, I was about to say I feel sorry for Bill, but no, I don't.
Oh, no, you can't feel sorry for Bill. You never feel sorry for Bill. That's right. They're perfect for each other. But look, I love people who came out and said he sounds so presidential or he looks so presidential. What the heck is looking presidential? The guy we got there now, they said the same thing about him. He looked presidential, right? He knew how to speak. He made people feel good. He was nice to look at.
Yeah.
All this crappy stuff that they told us about him. But yet he actually believes that he's leaving this country better off than when he showed up.
But you see, I even saw on the White House website that they said that we're so better better off financially. I mean, of course we're going to be better off financially if you keep printing
more
money.
You mean when he leaves, right? Oh, no, you mean now. Okay.
Now. The guy is deluded. But you know what? I said this before, but I think he's talking about his Farmville account. You know, he makes all these sweeping statements about how wonderful things are. And I, you know, I think that he's kind of working with Bill D. Blazardia from New York.
Your buddy.
They're both talking about their Farmville account.
Yeah, your buddy. The one. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's not funny. Are these people my buddy? He's not my buddy.
Yeah.
No way. How dare you?
You left him behind. Okay, so, yeah, I know. Look, at on a serious...
You're cold tonight, Joe. You really are.
No, I'm being bad. It's because I got a couple days to recoup from it, you know, on the weekend here. But here's the thing. Whether we want to talk like this or not, here's the truth of the matter. We do have a bunch of communities out there that we have to win over. We need to have our warriors. We need to have our leaders out there. As you put it, you have the LGBTQ plus 26 other letters out there that you need to reach out to and speak with. You've got the black community. You've got the Hispanic community. You've got the white community. Because, you know, you've got white single moms out there. There's a whole bunch of them. They tend to vote Democrats. Then you got the old white guys. They tend to vote Republican. So there are a lot of groups out there we need to reach out to and win over. Are you buying any of these polls that say that Trump is just getting hammered in the black community?
Definitely not. I mean, I had a fight on Twitter with some organization called the Pink News, who said that Donald Trump was homophobic. I mean, this is the most pro-gay presidential candidate ever. And if protecting our country from terrorists makes him racist, then I'm racist too, because I want our country to be protected from terrorists. These I'm just so sick of these fools, really, I am.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know. I know that our job, and I get on commentators, our conservative commentators too, that do nothing. They do nothing but scream, the sky is falling, right? Tell me what to do. Tell me how to help. You know, we've been screaming for so long. This is my favorite one. That the economy's about to collapse. It's going to die. It's going to, you know, we're going to have people in the street. We're going to need soup kitchens again. All this stuff here, people are still eating, right? I mean, look at me. People are still eating. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm wasting away to a mountain here, Joe. Yeah. I really am. I don't know about you.
Yeah. So we got all these. The economy is bad. It's not where it needs to be. I know the Feds keep propping it up. That's the only reason that the stock market even smells okay, let alone how it looks. But still, the sky has not fallen. People, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we have as conservative commentators, we've got to grab an issue, we've got to stick with it, we've got to teach our audience how to deal with it and set them loose to go do it. We don't do that. We got like triple ADD. We're all over the place, and we don't drive a particular point home. So I do blame us for some of the aggravation going on.
Triple ADD. Wow.
Can you imagine? Yeah, well, hey, look, can you imagine? I know kids with ADD. Imagine if they had triple ADD, right? They'd be on the curtains. You wouldn't be able to get them off the walls.
It's about as funny as Hillary's latest ad. Really, it is.
Yeah. And these guys, this is going to be, this is, these ads are going to be brutal. Don't you think? They're going to be tough.
Well, already the one I saw first the other day that said, you know, it just takes one mistake. And she forgets that we know about hundreds of hers. In fact, I know about 4 million. You know, the 400 million that she gave to Iran while she was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
So let's not talk about mistakes, Hillary. Okay.
All right. We're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you, how they can find out more about you, and not where they can find you physically. You know what I mean.
I'm on my sofa ready to eat pizza, but you can find me at xandergibbs.com, and the show is a weeknight. 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come and join us. You will be most welcome.
Xander, always. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Listen, when we come back, stupid Americans. Not all of you, but you know what I mean. Who don't even know who the vice president is. They don't know his name. We're screwed. We'll be back in a little bit.